Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Omar?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Omar, how are you doing?
I'm doing good so far.
Yeah, right? Can't complain. It's Thursday, you know, Friday Eve.
Yeah, there you go.
Right? Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, I see you were talking to one of my representatives here, Charmaine. She was telling me that you were interested in the first page placement of Google that we have that's available. What are you currently doing right now?
Nothing right now. I mean,
okay.
The way I'm getting leads or kind of putting my name out there is through the Home Depot Pro referral, you know?
Okay.
And then I used to be with Home Advisor or Angie's List, but
okay. How'd you like
yeah,
that?
That's the way I was. I did and I didn't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was just too many leads all at once. Some were not a, you know, they were bogus leads. They were too old and they were still charging me for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the last one I found out from customers is that Home or Angie's List, we're giving them already a number without having somebody out there to take a look at the project, you know?
Really?
So obviously the
that's
so
crazy.
And it was a really low number to where, you know, a company wouldn't be able to survive, not even be able to make a profit or make
They were basically quoting out the jobs for you, but then that wasn't even your prices.
Exactly. Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, yeah, that's not good. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And then Capital Brushworks. This is you. You're in Sacramento, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I have a question here. So I see that you have a Google Business Profile already, which is good. It doesn't necessarily tell, I mean, there's a map here, but it doesn't necessarily tell me like the city, state, and zip code of like where you operate out of. But also too, when I click on this website for you, it goes straight to Town Square Inactive or Interactive. It's telling me that your website is not up. Do you have one? Did you cancel your website?
I used to have one.
Okay.
So the Town Square Interactive was the company that I was going to start with, you know, ads and everything. But
okay.
Like I was telling
Charmaine,
your colleague was that just the website, it was really like a copy and paste, you know, they were not even doing, it didn't look professional at all, you know,
okay.
It
yeah.
was like just a beginner trying to come up with a website, you know, like for example, myself, who I don't have any experience in creating websites,
mm-hmm.
And
you could have done a better job.
Like, I probably could have.
Yeah.
I probably could have, to be honest with you.
Okay.
So I didn't want to continue with them. I terminated, you know, like whatever agreement we'd have with them. And,
right.
You know, just kind of stepped away
okay.
a little bit from trying to find somebody else, you know, just because of the bad experience.
Yeah, okay. So it makes sense. So, I mean, I'll tell you one thing. We're local Splash, so we're a Google Channel partner. On our website, we have our Authenticity Google badge. So what that means is there's only 40 of us in the country. Now, there's a ton of companies out there, as you can already attest for, that say they can do what we do, but in hindsight, you know, you pay for what you get for type deal, right?
Right. Yeah.
You know, and no shame on you or anything like that. Obviously, you know, a lot of people don't know. People call and they just kind of say like, hey, we're Google, and it's not the case. I always want to inform people there's always a badge on a Google Channel partner's website that you could either ask for or access. So that's always step one. Step two, are you really looking for a website, or are you just looking for enhancement on your Google Business page? And then do you have like a Facebook page where you take before and after pictures, or are you looking at just get, you know, Google people?
So, what I want to do, you know, this year is create a web page, right?
Okay.
A website.
Okay.
I do have a a Facebook, you know, profile, for example, but I don't really, for some reason, it doesn't let me upload, like, new and previous pictures, you know?
Okay.
I don't know why.
Okay. We can maybe help you with that.
But what I do have is Instagram.
Sure.
And that's where I have created, you know, for some reason, Instagram doesn't, it's not blocking me or any
right.
that kind of way of adding new and old pictures or the previous, you know, after.
Right.
And then in my business card, I always, because Instagram lets me do that, I always, you know, I have...
your Instagram tag name on there?
Exactly, yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Well, so one thing that is pretty cool is that we'd be able to help you with is link your Instagram with your Facebook. So Facebook owns Instagram, so anytime you post on Instagram, it would actually post directly to your Facebook business profile. So that's cool. It's same vice versa too, right?
Okay.
Now, what we do best is we actually, what's the mile radius that you're going right now, actually? Let me make sure I have this correct. You're doing a 50-mile radius?
I've been doing like a, yes.
Okay. So what we would help you with is, we would help you obviously get to the first page of Google. We'd actually help you with the Google business profile that you have. So it needs to be added, spiced up a little bit. You need some pictures in there. So we would ask you for, you know, all your pictures that you have so we can put that so people can go through there.
Okay.
We do a retargeting campaign through Facebook. So anybody that searches your services on Google, we would absolutely be able to retarget them on Facebook. Now, for some reason why you're not able to post on your Facebook page, we'll look into that. We're partners with Meta, obviously known as Facebook as well. So we'll be able to fix that problem for you. And we'll be able to link also to your Facebook with your Instagram. Now, we do other stuff too. So I see that you have a Yelp listing. We do make sure that your Yelp listing is up to date, constantly populating and up to date. And it's up to date with what you have on Google, because Google is going to be where most of your customers are going to come from. We do put you on Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and Apple as well, just so that way if anybody searches on those platforms, you would populate and they could call you directly. Okay. I want to be very clear. Okay. This is not like a home advisor where, you know, we're vetting you a lead or dumping a bunch of leads on top of you and then you have to call and text and chase down people. I'm sure that was exhausting for you.
Some are. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, and then you got to be on top of it, because if you wait, you know, a few hours later, then, you know,
you already found somebody, right? So how it works too, so this is what really separates us apart. So Home Advisor by Angie's actually puts a listing out there for themselves to get customers through Google, and then they sell it back to you as a lead. Now, on top of that, they're not just giving you that exclusive lead. They're actually giving that lead to 4 or 5 of your competitors, so they make the most profit on that lead. So it's kind of like a first-come, first-serve type deal for that lead. Here, with us, you would never rotate your position. At the same time, you're not sharing a position with anybody. So the customers are not being vetted out. They're calling you directly. We don't contact them. We don't touch them or anything like that. We're putting that in front of them so they can just contact you directly. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I know you want to do a website here. So typically our websites, I will be completely honest, they usually cost on our website, they say $2,500. Now, what I did was I put that credit in for you as well. So then that way the price reduction just kind of matches in here. Now, with the month-to-month pricing, we do allocate $100 to your Facebook campaign. Okay? So with your month-to-month service, you're looking at $249 month-to-month. Okay, that covers everything that we talked about, excluding the website, right? Because we have to build that. For the website, just to build it, we would charge $299 on top of the $249, but we would manage it, host it, and then if you ever wanted to add a service, take off a service, add pictures, you just tell us, and we do that on a month-to-month service for you. So it's no extra cost for us to manage it. We want to make sure that all the buttons are working so that way there's no bugs on there or anything like that. If you ever wanted to add, like, pages, some people are like, well, how many pages can I get on my website? You can add as many as you want. There's no, really no limit. Some people like 5 to 6 pages depending on, you know, the services that you provide. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Now with us, we can only work with one company per industry, per area. So as a Google Channel partner, we have to abide by those laws. If we don't, we can't have that authenticity badge because it'd be unethical for me to contact you and then contact your competitor and tell everybody we can get you to the first page, right? So this is exclusive to you. It is a first come, first serve type deal. So that's why Charmaine was reaching out to you because we did have that availability, Omar. With that being an exclusive listing, I'm sure you'd like to take advantage of it. That way we can get you populated on that first page and then get all this other stuff up and running for you, correct?
Right. Yes, yes, yes. So let's see. So it'd be $249 a month, you said?
Yes, sir. At a flat rate. So you're not paying a per lead or anything like that.
Okay, cool. That's kind of, that's kind of good. I like that. Okay.
So for the first month, so out the door today, with the website build, you're looking at $548. Month-to-month after that, that goes all the way down to $249 month-to-month.
Yeah. Well, I think I will hold off for the website. You know,
okay. That's fine. We could always add that
right
later.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because right now it's kind of like, you know, slow season in regards to painting.
Okay.
Do
you do interior and exterior?
I do interior, exterior. I also do cabinets.
Oh, nice. Okay, that's good.
Kitchen cabinets. Yeah. I do epoxy.
Do you do drywall?
Countertops.
Oh, epoxy countertops too. Okay.
Yeah. I do drywall patches, drywall texturing. I do epoxy shower walls, you know, that's something new. That's also kind of, I'm trying to integrate. And then, I do also the concrete coating, like epoxy, for the garage or even.
Oh, nice. Yes. The floors
or commercial. Yes. The floors. Yep.
So, concrete coating, you said?
Correct. Yes.
So I have a question because you kind of just piqued my interest and I just want to kind of get a little more information just for my personal use because I've never heard this one before.
Yeah.
Well, for shower wall epoxy, how do you guys do that?
Yeah. So it's pretty much figuring out the size of the walls, right?
Okay.
And then there's two ways of doing it. There's either you can use plywood or you can use the insulation foam boards.
Okay.
You know, and cut them into, say, the slab piece.
Yeah.
And then at the shop, I would pour the epoxy with the color that you want, the design like that you want. It can be like a what do you want to say, like granite or
Like a marble or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, like a marble exactly.
Yeah.
So it's something unique that you will have in your own house, and you know that nobody else is going to have that design, you know, or maybe the colors, but not the design, you know?
Yeah. So. No, that's actually really cool because I can picture it in my head because my dad is he's very artistic, and he actually built a home custom bar. Like, nobody has this bar in his house. But what he did was he epoxied the countertops. So when you're doing it, when you're saying like epoxy countertops, I'm like, dude, that's like, I know what that looks like because it looks cool. It looks like a marble granite countertop and it throws everybody off because what he did is his bar is black, but his granite, his epoxy countertop is like, it's like a gray mixture with black and white. So, and it looks cool. And everybody, I was like, did you get marble or granite? He's like, no, I epoxied it. And he showed me like the step by step. And I'm like, That's pretty smart. It's a lot cheaper.
It is, so it is, and it's
But you guys can, it's kind of in right now.
Exactly. Yeah, it's something that is kind of booming right now, you know, and, you know, I kind of want to, you know, obviously want to take advantage of that and continue doing that, you know.
That's pretty cool. So I'm just picturing that with like the countertops, but then I'm picturing that like with the actual showers and how customizable that could be. And I'm like, that just goes among like somebody's greatest imagination is coming to life right now.
Exactly. Yeah, no, it is. And I mean, you know, once you pour the epoxy, you know, for example, yourself,
right?
It might look, you know, a certain way at that moment in time, but when you come the next day, it's a whole different, you know, look.
Because it dries,
because it dries, it, you know, settles everything, you know, just kind of, it just creates its own design. I mean, you think that that design that you made is going to stay there. You'll be surprised by the next day, you know, it just does its own thing.
That is pretty cool. Something to know too. That's pretty cool. So now I'm excited because I'm excited to see like the kind of pictures that you're going to send in to us. So that way we can start populating you, especially doing that to your Google business profile. So people can see you is just going to be amazing work too. So, for the Capital Brushworks itself, I just want to make sure that I have everything here. You have the cabinets, you have the epoxy countertops and walls, shower walls. You do drywall, with like fixtures and everything like that. You do interior, exterior painting. You do concrete coating. Did I miss anything so far?
No, that's
pretty much it.
That's good.
Perfect. Perfect. So how this is going to work, I just got to make sure that I have everything correct for you for your business information. I have Capital Brushworks. What's the address that you guys operate out of? So I know that you guys obviously aren't taking a house and bringing it to yours. Do you guys operate out of a business, a building, or are you guys just like from your home and you're doing a service space and going to people?
Yeah, from my home and basically serving as and taking it out to people, from my garage, pretty much.
Okay, so how it's going to read on your Google business profile, I'm going to hide the address for you, but they're just going to verify that this is going to be you here. So what I'm going to do is it's just going to read Sacramento, California, and then it's going to have the 95834 zip code. That's the only thing that's going to show. Okay. But what's the address that you have right now?
It's 3553. Mm-hmm. Bridge Ford, one single word.
Bridge Ford Drive?
Drive, yep.
Sacramento, California. Yeah, my cousin used to live there. When COVID hit, he found it an opportunity because his work actually, he was able to work from home. He made the opportunity and made the jump to Utah and bought like 2 acres out there.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, I mean, a lot of things happened during COVID.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not surprised to hear that.
Yeah, right? So, okay, so I had the 95834. That's still the correct zip code, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then for the business phone number itself, for customers to contact you, is still the 916-514-1971?
Yes.
Okay. And then, so I have the website here, the link itself. Let me just make sure that it's, because when I clicked it through the Google Business Profile, it didn't come up. Yeah, it's not coming up. Okay. I'm going to try to see what my tech team can do. Maybe we can hook you up with something for a website. I'll see what they can do here, though. Okay. And Omar, what's your last name? Omar's your first name, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And my last name is Solar, S-O-L-A-R.
S-O-L-A-R, Solar. And then what's the email address for you?
You can do cap, C-A-P, brushworks at yahoo.com.
Okay, and then for us to give you updates on everything like the Google Business Profile, also to your Facebook page as well, that 916-514-1971 is good to update you on everything as well?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. We might just send you like a couple of text messages too, just to update you. If we're just being like, hey, Omar, we updated this. Check it out. And then you'll be able to just see it right then and there. We might not even call you at that point.
Got it.
Okay, let me just make sure I have everything here. And then, so for the billing of the card that you're going to use, is it just going to be a Capital Brushworks card, or are you going to use a debit credit card for that?
So I was going to do a debit credit card, and that was my question.
Sure.
Do I need to do the $249 right now? Because I want to put it on a credit card, you know, but can I do, I'm not at home right now. I'm out and about.
Okay.
Can I do some kind of deposit right now and then finish it, you know, give you guys a call tomorrow, or you guys give me a call tomorrow so we can finish it off?
Yeah. So, I mean, you can do the card payment on any type of card that you want. You could always transfer that card for the next month of service if you want. For any type of deposit itself, I don't know really how that works here because we really don't do stuff like that. It's kind of just paid like the $249. Is there any card that you just want to put that on for today, and then we could always switch that up for the next month of service?
Let's see. Yeah. And then one question before, is this, I'm not, doing a contract or anything, right?
No, sir. So this is a month-to-month plan. Now, I do want to be super transparent. You do have a Google Business profile already. So I will say, typically it takes 30 to 45 days to get on that first page of Google. This is a building stage. You don't really have a big web presence. So for Google itself to get to that first page will take 30 to 45 days. Now, we just ask for a 2-month verbal agreement because it takes that 30 to 45 days. So we're constantly just building this with Google itself. For your Facebook, we'll have that up, built, and ready within 7 days. So it's very quick. You should start getting people to call you in that first month, but the maximum results is you're going to start seeing in that 2 months, right? Now,
2 months. Okay.
Food for thought. It's month to month, though. So it's up to you. Okay. You do get a full, white glove service here. So what that means is that we put all the tracking systems in one area for you. So that way you can track the location of searches. You can track calls, clicks coming from Google. You can also track the Facebook campaign as well. So we give you access, username and password, and we custom build that for you. My tech team is going to go over that with you and show you how that works. And they're going to walk you through where you can find everything. And then you can track everything month to month, right? We want to earn your business each and every month. We don't want you to have another deal with, like you had, I think, what was it, Town Square? We don't want you to have that again.
Yeah, yeah.
So we take care of our customers here so that way you guys can, you know, be at the forefront with us while we're building this stuff for you.
Awesome. Okay.
All right.
Are you ready for a card?
Yeah. Hold on. Give me 1 second here. I just want to make sure I have everything correct. For you.
Okay.
With the card itself, well, let me ask you a question. For the 50-mile radius, do you want to be in certain cities and zip codes in Sacramento, or is it just kind of like, give me the 50-mile radius, and I'm good with that?
For right now, I'm kind of, I'm good with the 50-mile radius, because, yes, I would want to pinpoint, some areas, but I don't know the zip codes right now on top of my head.
Okay. When we have our onboarding call, I'm going to try to schedule it for you tomorrow. Maybe have a couple of them out there. So that way, if you do, we'll obviously do the 50-mile radius, but we could also like really hone in on an area that you would like to target as well. Okay.
Gotcha. Okay.
So Omar, so I have your first name, Omar, correct?
Yes.
Is that what it reads on the card? You're just your first and last name, or is it Capital Brushworks?
No, that's what it reads in the card.
Okay. And then are you, have a middle initial or anything or no?
No.
Okay. And then for the address itself, is it still associated with the 3553 Bridgeford Drive?
Yes.
Okay. And is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And then for the card number, I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay. It's 4427.
Mm-hmm.
4270. 7361.
Mm-hmm.
8862.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the expiration date?
11/28.
Okay. And
27, I'm sorry.
27. Okay. And then the card, the three-digit card on the back? Or the number?
It's 01, 016.
Okay. And then what I'm going to do here for you, Omar, is I'm going to set up a security question. So for here, Local/ as a Google Channel partner, we never share or sell any of your information. So super important. Every time we call you, we are going to ask you this. So two things. One, you know we're talking to you, and we know that you're talking to us. Okay, so we just want to make sure we're always talking to you at that point, because this is, you know, some information we don't want to get leaked out. So I have three questions here. You could have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
My mother's maiden name.
Okay, and then could you just spell that for her maiden name for me?
So it's H-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
N-A-N-D-E-Z.
Okay. So Hernandez?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. I have to put it twice here for them just to verify. Just give me one sec here. Perfect. Okay. Awesome. Okay, now, before I do make the transaction, we do is what's called a voice verification. This is an added protection for you. So this is a 100% tax write-off for you as well. I'm going to walk you through. It's just going to outline the service agreement of what you and I talked about. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to send this to you in writing along with your invoice. And I want to make sure that you have all this before I end the call. And so if there's any discrepancies, I can fix them right here for you right now, okay?
Awesome. I was just going to ask that if I was going to get anything in writing to what, yeah. You know, exactly what I'm going to be getting for that 250. So you answered my question.
Yeah, you got to get the full breakdown as well. All right, here we go, Omar. If you have any questions, like I said, stop me in my tracks, say, what do you mean by that? And then I'll clarify for you, okay?
Awesome, okay.
Sounds good. Here we go. Hey. Here we go. Welcome to Local/'s voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local/, and it is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Capital Brushworks.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Omar Solar, sole proprietor.
Perfect. You are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. Omar, it's to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local/. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's your mother's maiden name, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. You do agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us, right?
Yes.
Okay. And we're not going to bombard you, but when we do have updates, we are going to let you know. I always want to tell my customers that because they're just like, you're not going to bombard me. I'm like, no, it's just for update purposes. Now, I have a customer service number here for you. I'm going to email it to you, but do you want it to write it down right now?
Yeah, let me see.
Or I could just email it to you. It's up to you. Okay, here we go. It's 877.
Yeah, if you can do both, that'd be great.
Okay, 877-635-6225.
Okay.
And that's actually the number my tech team's going to contact you. So after this call, if you want to save that under local/customer service, my tech team will contact you there as well. So in hiring local/ as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
What do you mean by that?
So if you had anybody that's working on the same thing as us, it would be a conflict of interest, and ultimately it would hurt the consumer, which is you, because we would have two companies working on the same thing. So we would just ask that if you did have somebody that's working on your Google Business profile or your Facebook page, you would let us know.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't have anybody.
Okay. Yeah, I have to ask. It's policy.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So your payment for initial term and account setup, I actually waived the account setup for you, so it's just at that $249 price. Will be charged today in the non-refundable amount of the $249. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 11th, okay, in the amount of $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, I know you want to change cards, so this next part here, I'm going to say to you is very important as well. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the number that I gave you to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now, for your card to change it, I would just advise you as soon as possible, make that change to the card that you want to have that recurring payment to. If you wait, just make sure you do it 3 days before so it doesn't charge the card that we have on file here, okay?
Got it.
Okay. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, what's a good time for my tech team to get a hold of you tomorrow to go over the onboarding call with you? I have kind of availability from 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and then everything else in the afternoon is pretty much booked up.
Let's do 11 Pacific time.
Okay. Yeah, we're actually in Orange County, California. So we're down here on the south coast of the U.S. Yeah.
Got it. Okay, yeah.
So I just want to let you know everything went through on my end. So I do want to formally welcome you to local/. We're like a family here, Omar. We are going to treat you like family, and we're going to get you rocking and rolling on that first page. I don't mean to bombard you with text messages, but we did send you maybe 1 to 3 text messages already. It's just going to state there, like they're welcome text messages. There is one text message that's important. It states, Omar, thank you for choosing local/. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here, and it's going to have a link there. It's our terms and conditions link. Let me know when you pull that up.
Let's see here. Okay, I got it.
Okay, now at the bottom, there's 2 checkboxes. One is just SMS, which I would say yes, because then we can just send you a quick text message. The other one is just stating that you're the card authorization holder. And then you're just going to sign your first name and last name and then hit confirm. When you do that, it's going to take you to a login page with a username and password. Let me know when you get there.
Okay, I'm on.
Okay, so you see username and password?
Yes.
Okay. This is going to be your tracking system. So don't create a username and password. My tech team tomorrow is going to give you that username and password. They're going to build everything out for you, and then they're going to walk you through that as well on that onboarding call with you, okay?
All right, though.
Okay. So you have that. Also too, everything was sent to you in email. So you have a couple of, you probably have 3 or 4 emails. I apologize. But you have everything in writing with your invoice in there. You will have an email that states, hey, send in pictures. The sooner the better, but my tech team is going to walk you through tomorrow as well, like a portal that you can upload your pictures to so we can start populating that too. I sent you an email straight from Charlie Mollenkamp. That's me for a Google Calendar. I scheduled our onboarding call for 11 a.m. If you go in there, just hit yes. That's just going to let my tech team know that everybody's coming to the party at 11 o'clock. I would say give them a 15-minute window. So anywhere from 11, 11:15, they're going to reach out to you and they're going to call you. And then they're going to start that process. Now, I just want to let you know, because I don't want to be clear, it does take around 30 to 45 minutes for that onboarding call. They're just going to make sure that they have everything updated and correct for you, because they want this first month to go as smooth as possible so we can get you results as fast as possible. Okay.
Okay, that works out.
Okay, I'm pretty much set here. I'm just going to finish your account, send it over to my tech team. Do you have any other questions for me, Omar?
No, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay, we'll contact you tomorrow in the morning. Have a safe night, and we'll see you tomorrow, okay?
Likewise. Thank you very much.
All right, Omar.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.